One of the realities that is very evident for all of us who live in Houston after Harvey is the fact that the level of anxiety in the city has increased. In the faith walking community, we learn about the chronic anxiety and the impact and how we show up when we are in anxious moments. And that's something really, or is a reality in Houston since Harvey. We can see that level of anxiety increase as we drive in the freeway or as we go to the grocery store sometimes. We have seen so many good things, and we still see so many good things, but we also see and are present to this anxiety. And if you are in the faith walking community, you know that anxiety is not something that we can just get rid of. Even though it is good to remember that that is the way that we function. Our instinct somehow is going to do, or is going to encourage us to do anything that we can to get rid of the anxiety, to resolve the anxiety, right? And we do that through different patterns. We conflict with it. We try to control that, attack that, or we distance, or we overfunction, or we underfunction, or we project. And all those are patterns. And this is a good time. This season, and just naming the season that we live in this new normal as an anxious season, is going to be like that for a while. It's so good to remember to watch ourselves in the midst of the anxiety and the patterns that we do, right? How helpful is the way that I am reacting to the anxiety right now? So I think that the idea of centering ourselves in the midst of anxious seasons like this one is very helpful. And the three things that I would like to share with you about centering to manage better or manage ourselves better in the midst of anxiety. We cannot manage the anxiety. But the three things are, the first one, watch yourself. Remember observe yourself as anxiety increases in you. What are the patterns that you are using to deal with it, and how is that working? How is that helpful or unhelpful? What is the impact of that for you in your relationships? Is that really helping you to solve some things or not? As an over-functioner, I tend to do and do and do and do and try to help here and help there. But I know because of the work that I have done around that is an anxious response, and I cannot sustain that for long. There's a moment when I crash, and when I crash, the way that I show up or the impact of that crashing is a lot worse than a different choice. So watch yourself. That's important. In order to be able to center, you have to be able to see where is the field, or what is the field in which you are walking. What are the things that you want to observe in you? Watch yourself and the patterns that you have for anxiety. The second thing is the centering, right? Spiritual practices, whatever is helpful to center you into this true self of the person who you want to be in the midst of anxiety. Even that question is helpful. Who do you want to be in the midst of this anxiety? So, I've been exploring, and there's so many things. In the faith walking community, we talk about the spiritual practices. And I've been exploring with this idea of centering prayer. I'm sorry, of welcoming prayer. And it sounds, probably you're familiar or not, but the welcoming prayer is a prayer that is actually helpful when there is pain or a high degree of anxiety or discomfort that you have to go through. It could be for people who are experiencing pain because of medical situations, but and it has three steps. It's very simple. The first one is to be present. As you are present in the presence of God, this is a prayer, right? You're present to that pain or that discomfort, to that cause of anxiety that is there. You have to call to FEMA. You are present to how uncomfortable it is going through this, to the many things that you need to do in this season, or whatever other situation that is causing this anxiety in you. Be present to it. Then in the welcoming prayer, as the name says, welcome it. You welcome it. And you don't welcome it to make it yours, but you welcome it as an act of fellowship with the reality of the present moment. There is nowhere to go. There is nowhere to put. There is no bypass. There is no way to go over or under or around this anxiety. But sometimes you have to welcome it. And you don't, again, you don't welcome this to make it yours, but just to have the fellowship with the reality of what makes you or me probably more afraid in this moment, that is to face that. And in the same moment that we are able to welcome it, we eventually are able to let it go. That is the third step in this welcoming prayer. As you are present to it, you welcome it in the presence of God with the power and the strength of God, and eventually you release it and you let it go, and you can center yourself into the person that you want to be. That's an example. Find your centering practice. It might be a practice that you do in the morning, in the evening, or it might be these a few practices that you do during the day. Maybe it might involve breathing. For me, sometimes it's just finding a space of sky, as long as I can see the sky. Every time that I feel this wave growing in me, and just look, whatever, there is a window, and I can see in that window a piece of the sky, I'm reminded that there is something greater, that the ultimate authority over my life, it is not the anxious moment that I'm living. There's something greater, bigger than that anxious moment. Center, and you do this over the time. And so, watch yourself about your patterns of anxiety. Center. And the last thing I will say is be kind to yourself. There's nothing probably more powerful to remember that all that is going on is that you're anxious and that you will be okay. Anxiety comes and goes as the storm came and passed. You will be okay over time. Yes, you cannot make it faster, but you will be okay. And there's no reason to be unkind with yourself. There's no reason to judge or condemn yourself. And our mantra in faith walking is no judgment and no condemnation. So if you are kind to yourself and you can offer yourself compassion, probably you can do that also with others. What you are what I am dealing with sometimes is just anxiety. And I can forgive that in others when I can forgive that in me.